I'm going to start this morning, I suppose, with the issue of the sentencing of serial fraudster Samantha Cook. She was sentenced at Tralee Circuit Criminal Court yesterday. She was previously known by a number of other names during her time in Kerry, including Carrie Jade Williams. Now, this is Carrie Jade speaking to me on this programme almost 3 years ago to the day when she was presenting herself as something completely different, or someone completely different, someone with a life-limiting disease, somebody who was writing, someone who was developing technology to help people who had disabilities, and particularly people who were had decreased brain function. Here's a little bit of what she said on that day.
But now today is International Women's Day, Tuesday, March 8th. There are a series of events taking place across the county and across the country. One event taking place is at St. John's Theatre and Arts Centre in Listowel. And one of those who has taken part is Carrie Jade Williams, a remarkable woman whose story we're going to hear now. She was a recipient of the 2020 Kilrea League Residences at the Irish Writers' Centre. That brought her first to Kerry. And Carrie, good morning to you and thanks for joining us in the programme this morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
Tell me a little bit about, I suppose, how you first came to Kerry and why you decided to stay here.
So basically, I'll be brief. I got diagnosed with a terminal degenerative neurological illness that's called Huntington's disease about 2.5 years ago, and lost the ability to walk and talk, and it was a pretty dark time in my life. During the process of learning to live with my illness and disability, I decided that I would start writing. And part of that process, I'd be a little bit stubborn. So I decided I'd try and get 100 writing rejections in a year, pitched to the Irish Writers' Centre, and got offered the opportunity to be their writer in residence down in Kilrea League. And then COVID hit and I kind of fell in love with the area. So we're here to stay.
So you fell in love with Kerry like many people do when they come here. Can I ask you, you were a chemical engineer. Essentially terrible news.
I was, yes. So I had a very boring career pre-diagnosis. I still do bits and pieces now in health and safety and chemical engineering. But when I got my diagnosis, I had to start using what's called assistive technology to communicate. And part of learning to use assistive technology, you have to do a lot of just using the technology. So I decided I would start writing. I'd written a bucket list when I got my terminal diagnosis. And on my bucket list, I said I'd like to write a story. I have some godchildren that I wanted to write a story to leave behind for them. And then I just kind of fell in love with the art form. So, I sort of fell into the arts, I suppose you'd say.
So there you go. That's the person who was presenting herself at that time as a former chemical engineer, a writer, and someone who was suffering from Huntington's disease and was going to die. None of that, of course, was true. It all came to an end, or this section of her story, and it's a myriad story of abusing people's trust and letting people down and interfering in people's lives and families and people with disabilities and all of that. That all came to a stop yesterday. Court in Tralee, in court for Radio Kerry yesterday for her sentencing. Samantha Cook's sentencing was David Nelligan of Radio Kerry News. David, could you start by reminding us to the background of this case?
Yes, of course. Good morning, Gerry. And as you would have heard there, Samantha Cook's, I suppose, deception, fraud claims, obviously a high profile case, as Samantha Cook's has become in recent years. A very prominent figure in podcasts, both nationally and internationally, and she was the subject of a number of podcasts following almost a decade of fraudulent and deceptive schemes which she'd been involved with. She'd lived in Kerry for a number of years, posing as disability activist Carrie Jade Williams, while she lived in Kinmare and Carsaveen. So Ms. Cooks was arrested on July 12th last outside Tralee Post Office on Edward Street in the town, when she was due to collect a weekly disability allowance worth €232. She was later charged and appeared the following day in Tralee District Court on two counts of fraud worth €464 before Judge David Waters, with Gardaí saying at that time further charges were likely to be processed. Now, Ms. Cooks appeared before the court in July, and it was heard that she had been living at an address in Connolly Park in Tralee for the 18 months prior under the alias of Jade O'Sullivan, and had subsequently been collecting these payments. The 36-year-old initially submitted a supplementary welfare allowance in February February 2020 on the basis that she had Huntington's disease. In September 21, Ms. Cook submitted a disability allowance claim, which was signed by a doctor. During the investigation, Gardaí discovered that the accused had told her doctor that she was adopted and therefore couldn't prove that she was previously diagnosed with Huntington's. So the doctor signed her application in good faith. Huntington's disease is a genetic disease, and so as I said, the doctor signed her application in good faith. Garda Raphael Liston told Judge Waters at that sitting that Ms. Cooks has a history of using multiple aliases to hide her identity and had done so to cause financial and emotional damage to members of the community. He said at that sitting that her motives weren't clear, as she does not always financially benefit from them. And Garda Liston at that sitting said she was a flight risk, as she's a UK citizen, had not forfeited her passport and had no family ties to Ireland, and posed a risk to the community, and likely further charges were coming down the line. Gardaí had at the time made an arrangement for to question Ms. Cooks before her arrest. However, they were forced to lie in wait at Tralee Post Office on the day of July 12th when she was collecting her benefits, as she'd failed to respond to them. Bail was refused and Samantha Cooks was remanded in custody to Limerick Prison.
Okay, after a number of months on remand in custody, more charges were brought. What were those charges?
Yeah, so in early October, she was further charged with stealing and dishonestly inducing of over €60,000 from the state in welfare payments over a four-year period. Ms. Cooks, as I said, was also known by many different aliases. She was also known as Sadie Harris, Lucy Fitzwilliams, Jade Harris. And she appeared again in person in Tralee District Court on that date, walking into the court with a limp. She was charged with an additional 53 counts of theft and 2 counts of deception. She was charged, I suppose, to go further into those, with dishonestly by deception inducing the Department of Social Protection to make disability allowance payments to the value of over €40,000 at the Department of Social Protection office in Godfrey Place in Tralee between September 2021 and July 2024. In addition to this, she was charged with dishonestly by deception inducing the department to make supplementary welfare loan payments to the amount of almost €18,000 at the office between February 2020 and October 2021. Both of these were deception charges contrary to Section 6 of the Criminal Justice Theft and Fraud Offences Act. It's also alleged Ms. Cooks had stolen supplementary welfare payments of between €201 and €289.50 between those dates. And again, at that sitting, she was remanded in custody again. She appeared in court in November and was sent forward for trial at the Tralee District Court sitting on the morning of the 13th of November. She was served with the Book of Evidence. And she was, Ms. Cooks was provided with an alibi notice. No further application for bail was taken and she was sent forward to stand trial.
And last month the case then progressed as Ms. Cooks pled guilty to a number of charges. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Yeah, of course, Jerry. So on the 11th of February last month, Samantha Cooks pleaded guilty to stealing over €60,000 from the Department of Social Protection at the Circuit Court in Tralee. Ms. Cooks admitted to collecting thousands of euro from the state in supplementary and disability allowance payments over a four-year period. She did this, the court was told, by falsely claiming she had Huntington's disease. Barrister for the prosecution, Tom Rice, told the court that the total sum was €60,334.35. Ms. Cooks was arraigned on 2 counts of deception and 16 sample counts of stealing money from the Department of Social Protection. Now, sample counts are when an individual is being charged with numerous violations of the same offence, and it's used, I suppose, to simplify charging the person, as they'd otherwise have to be charged with each individual offence. So that's why it went on to 16 from the 53. The first count of deception related to the supplementary welfare loans payments amounting to €17,747 between February 2020 and October 21. The second charge related to payments collected between September 21 and July 24, totaling €40,264. And again, she collected these under the false pretense that she had Huntington's disease. The case was adjourned for sentencing and she was further remanded in custody, and legal aid was granted on that date, and the case was adjourned for a fortnight for the sentencing hearing.
So from that point then, she appeared before court 2 weeks ago for sentencing. What happened there?
Yeah, so sentencing had been adjourned for 2 weeks until this date, and she appeared in person a fortnight ago for this hearing, which lasted over an hour. She appeared in the court wearing a pink jumper and a black skirt and sat facing the ground throughout the hearing. She appeared to cry on occasion and was kind of seen at times to be kind of rocking and swaying from side to side or back and forth, kind of, I don't know, a comforting thing for herself. Garda Raphael Liston appeared before the court to give state evidence before Judge Ronan Munro, and he outlined how on February 28 of 2020, Ms. Cooks made an application in writing to the supplementary for the supplementary welfare allowance, which is a temporary benefit the Department of Social Welfare can provide to those in genuine short-term need. She applied on the grounds that she'd been hospitalised earlier that month before, and the claim that she was suffering from Huntington's disease. Now, the judge asked what Huntington's was and was advised it's a progressive, life-limiting terminal disease, which Miss Cooks claimed was a mixture of ALS, Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. Now, Garda Liston also told the court that Samantha Cooks used COVID regulations to claim she couldn't get an appointment with a neurologist to evade these requests from the department, who were, I suppose, they were seeking information for supports and the provision of proof, really, that she had this diagnosis, and I suppose to confirm she was getting the payments. So she delayed applying for disability benefits and claimed the Department of Social Welfare were discriminating against her by asking her to fill out application forms relating to this. In the letters she sent to the department, Ms. Cook said her terminal illness made it difficult for her to shower, to put clothes on over her head, that she couldn't hold the pin and suffered from tremors, which made her trip and fall. The court heard that Ms. Cooks used COVID again to her advantage, and Garda Liston told the judge that she had provided a GP with several doctors' names. The court heard that several requests were sent to her for medical records and hospital checks. However, she failed to turn up for any of these neurology appointments and scans at hospitals in Dublin and around the country, meaning she failed to provide these documents to hospitals and GPs who were basically aiming to progress her diagnosis and get her treatment. And a well-known GP signed her forms to diagnose her out of what was described as a bona fide belief that she had Huntington's disease, because she had given all these names of other doctors she had given, yeah, that she had been to. So again, it was kind of they took advantage of COVID to create that distance from the GP, the court heard, hampering the diagnosis. And it heard at the time, were it today instead of during COVID, it would have been stopped far quicker.
Okay. Judge Munro said Samantha Cooks had not come before the court with a clean record. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Yeah, that's correct, jury. And all she's five previous convictions, all relating to a sitting in 2019 and relating to offences during 2016 and 17. Ms. Cooks received three convictions on that occasion for theft, which related to a scheme where she deceived a number of families out of money for a trip to Lapland. She'd also received a conviction for posing as a psychologist for children with autism, and a fifth charge relating to the non-payment of a hotel bill. On that occasion, she received a suspended sentence of 14 weeks. Mr. Rice, the prosecuting barrister, told the judge that financial gain was the motive in relation to the charges that she was before the court on at this sitting. Barrister for the defence, Richard Liston, under instruction from the solicitor, Brendan Hearn, told the court that Ms. Cooks wants to give a formal apology to the department and to her GP for the deception. He said she was not living a lavish lifestyle prior to her arrest on this occasion and got caught up essentially in her own deception. Mr. Liston described it as a house of cards that was always destined to fall, and said when you scratch at the surface of the lies, there was no substance and no consistency in her story. He agreed that COVID times allowed the deception to go on and progress as it did, and that Ms. Cooks got lost in her own story, and described it as a snowball of deception which became an avalanche. He told the court that Ms. Cooks had lost a child when she was 16 years of age and had struggled since then. And at this point, when he said this, the mention of the loss of a baby, a member in the public gallery stood up and shouted out no, which briefly disrupted proceedings a fortnight ago. The court continued eventually with Mr. Liston reading the findings of the inquest, which found the child had died of cot death. However, there was again an interruption in proceedings when a member of the public gallery approached the defence counsel and presented them with a mobile phone with the findings of a second inquest into the child's death. Court broke briefly, and upon resumption of agreement from state counsel, the second inquest findings were read into the court, which found the child had died by suffocation. Mr. Rice responded to the judge, saying matters arising in this evidence are beyond the scope of the current investigation. Mr. Liston told the judge that Ms. Cooks was progressing well in prison, that she's taken part in education and work opportunities, studying sociology, business, and personal development and calligraphy, and admitted she, in a letter to the court, that she suffered mental illness and she hopes to engage with the NHS, mental health services in the UK. Judge Munro said he wouldn't be accepting self-diagnosis and would operate on the basis that she was of sound mind, and he adjourned that hearing and further remanded Miss Cooks in custody to sentencing yesterday.
Okay, what sentence was handed down by the judge yesterday, finally, David?
So, serial fraudster Samantha Cooks was jailed for 3 years yesterday. She had pleaded guilty to the two counts of deception and 16 sample counts. She appeared in person again, wearing dark beige top and a black skirt. And when she stood first in the court, she appeared to be kind of swaying unsteadily. It appeared she was having difficulty standing, and throughout the court she cried again and stared at the floor while seated. Recalling evidence surmised that the judge basically said Ms. Cooks ran out of road in her own deception in this instance. He also said the GP was sullied by the medical court, and that Ms. Cooks, and that he was blameless in his provision that she had Huntington's disease. The judge described the actions as significant fraud over a protracted period of time, adding had COVID not occurred, the deception would have stopped much earlier. In his ruling, Judge Munro told the court there were a number of aggravating and mitigating factors, and he outlined that Ms. Cooks had defrauded the state of over €60,000 from 238 payments over a four-year period in a carefully planned way. Referencing her previous convictions, Judge Munro said she was no stranger to deception, adding in this instance that it was public money open to anyone who may need it, and that she diverted these funds and took it from those in dire need of it. He described it as an abuse of the system and an interference with people who were in genuine need. The court heard from a letter written by Ms. Cooks, which noted she declined psychiatric and psychological services and she did not want to cost the state any more money. The judge noted her early guilty plea, her tragic background, including the loss of a child when she was 19 years of age, and that she's serving her first sentence, which he said would be difficult for anyone. He noted she says she has mental health issues, but again said there was no diagnosis to show this. He added there are many people who are diagnosed with mental health issues, however they don't engage in such activities as Ms. Cooks had. Judge Munro said he would not be accepting a self-diagnosis again before he handed on his judgment. In sentencing, the judge said there was a headline sentence of 5 years for the charge. On the second count, he sentenced Ms. Cooks to 4 years in prison with the final 12 months suspended under the condition that she keeps the peace, be of good behaviour for a period of 4 years following her release. The judge added he was suspending the final portion against his better judgment, and that was to give her an opportunity to seek treatment upon her release. On count one of deception, Ms. Cooks received a 2-year sentence, which the judge said was to run concurrently with the first sentence. He also handed down a 12-month sentence in relation to the theft charges, with this to run concurrently also. The sentence is to be backdated to July 12th last, when Ms. Cooks first went into custody following her arrest outside Tralee Post Office. After he finished imposing the sentence, Judge Munro directed Ms. Cooks directly, and he said to her, "I hope this is the end of your offending." When the sentence was read back to Ms. Cooks by the court clerk and asked did she understand the charges, she simply replied yes before being taken back to Limerick Prison, where she will serve her sentence.
Okay, David, thanks very much for underlining and outlining all that went on over the weeks and months of this case indeed, and the sentencing yesterday. That is David Nelligan, Radio Kerry News, who was in Tralee Court for the sentencing of Samantha Cooks, aka Carrie Jade Williams, and a whole host of other names that he used over the last number of years, really over a decade in Ireland. There's lots to her story.